This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Rhiannon Giddens. It's been a big week for Rhiannon Giddens. On Monday, Rhiannon Giddens and her collaborator Michael Abels were awarded the 2023 Pulitzer Prize in the music category for their opera Omar. I've come to know Rhiannon Giddens for her passionate voice, fiddle, and banjo, as a great interpreter of traditional music, and for her own songwriting. Her new album is coming in August. It's her first in 6 years, and Rhiannon Giddens' very first album of all original songs. And so this week, she's releasing the title track for that album. It's called You're the One.
I wrote You're the One after the birth of my second child. He was VBAC, which means vaginal birth after cesarean, and was a super calm baby. And I was able to find a much quicker and easier bond with him because, you know, it doesn't always happen automatically, no matter what people say. And by extension, I actually rebonded with my firstborn. I'd had a really difficult experience with her birth and pretty terrible postpartum depression, and had been really just trying to survive when she was a little teeny tiny thing. And then I was given this gift of an easy birth and an easy baby with my son, and it was like the clouds lifted and I was just in love. I don't think you have to have kids to feel these feelings, for sure. It's really just an ode to the pure feelings of love, connection, and the idea of really caring about another human being. You're the one. I thought my life was drawn in shades of gray, and that was how I would live my everyday, and aimless, no direction found. My destiny was going through the motions of a life, and then you came along with your sweet, sweet smile, and then you put your cheek right next to mine, and all those shades of gray slowly turned into a new technicolor world, and I thank you.
Rhiannon Giddens, and a more upfront sound than I've ever heard from her in the past. The song You're the One is the title track to her third album, which is out August 18th on Nonesuch Records. Rufus Wainwright describes his new album as a recorded birthday party and a birthday present to myself. Rufus turns 50 in late July, and the album reflects growing up in a musical family, attending folk festivals, and seeing his family on stage. His mom's Kate McGarrigle, and his dad is Loudon Wainwright III. The album Folkocracy interprets old and contemporary folk songs. The remarkable range of friends on the record includes Brandi Carlile, John Legend, David Burns, Sheryl Crow, Chaka Khan, and many, many more. And I want to play Rufus Wainwright's interpretation of Neil Young's Harvest.
It's a song I've loved for many, many years because of its beautiful melody and very mysterious lyrics. It's not, I've never quite been able to figure out what the song is about or what it's referring to, but it definitely sets up a kind of dramatic situation that that always keeps me interested and always keeps me kind of imagining what the situation could be involving the characters that are mentioned. Now, the version that I have of the song for this album is with Andrew Bird and Chris Stills, and that's fun because usually when I do it alone, it tends to be more slow and lugubrious and so forth, more of a ballad. But with Chris Stills and Andrew Bird, we made it into more of a rousing folk number. And with Andrew's wonderful violin playing and Chris's beautiful vocals, it's got this sort of manly, tough quality to it, which I really enjoy. So hope you enjoy it, too.
Did I see you down in a young girl's town with your mother in so much pain? I was almost there at the top of the stairs with the screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Did I see you walking with the boys, though it was not hand in hand? There was some black face in a lonely place when you could understand. She wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan. Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Tell you that it was only a change of plan. Dream up, dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man.
Promise of a man.
With the promise of a man.
Promise of a man.
With the promise of a man.
Promise of a man.
That's Neil Young's song Harvest, performed by Rufus Wainwright, along with Andrew Bird on fiddle and vocals. Chris Stills also on vocals. Chris is the son of Stephen Stills, who famously played music with Neil Young and sang on the original album Harvest, when it was recorded in 1971. Rufus Wainwright's album Folkocracy is out June 2nd. Hand Habits, the project of Meg Duffy, have a new record coming in June. I want to play the deeply moving tune Private Life.
I wanted to let you in a little bit on my private life. Right now, I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot, as I'm often doing. I love sitting in my car. Maybe you're in your car right now, or in your office, or in your home, and making dinner, because I'm not really sure what time it is where you are. But something that's always interested me is people's internal lives, what they think, what their innermost worlds are. And this song, I wanted to get inside of that a little bit. And some of my private experiences, I like when a song is easy to project onto, and I hope you can listen to the lyrics and really project onto whatever comes for you. As I said, I'm sitting in my car and I'm about to go into the dentist, my least favorite private place. Wish me luck, and I hope you enjoy the song.
Hand Habits and the song Private Life. I encourage you to watch the video for this song, and I'll post that on the All Songs Considered site. It's really, really powerful. It's from their new record, Sugar the Bruise, which is out June 16th on Fat Possum. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. PJ Harvey is about to release her 10th album and the first since 2016. What I love about PJ Harvey is that you never know what to expect. She aims for new directions with each new record. I inside the old year.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out. What's going on around the world and at home? 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dying is her new project. It's produced with longtime collaborator John Parrish, along with Flood. This is A Child's Question, August. I could live in that drone-filled space for days. That's the music of PJ Harvey. The song A Child's Question, August, is from her 10th album titled I Inside the Old Year Dying. The whole project's out July 7th on Partisan Records. PJ Harvey is one of the artists Willa Frank cites as an influence. The Nashville-based singer's music is both introspective and cinematic. Her debut album, Black Cloud, is coming, and I love what I'm hearing so far. Listen to the opening track. It's called Tonight.
I wrote Tonight over the sort of rolling guitar line inspired by traditional banjo techniques I picked up playing folk music. On the other side of the musical spectrum, I was really inspired by Massive Attack because of how their music always makes it me feel like I'm in a film or something, and I want everyone who listens to this song to feel like they're the main character in their own movie. In terms of production, I started out by making beats on the computer with my friend Royal Massat, who plays bass on the album. Those beats were then reinterpreted for drums by Wendy Kilman, who created something really exciting and different, I think, from what a drummer would normally come up with based on the beats. The big guitar hits were inspired by Bowie's Black Star as well as 60s surf guitar tones. This is a song about loneliness and longing for connection. So to bring it to life in a collaboration was somehow fitting and extra gratifying. It has dark undertones, but is ultimately a song about hope. Hope that we can find one another in this so often isolating world and feel seen. I hope it resonates with you, and thanks for listening.
The sounds of Willa Frank and the opening track to her very first album. That song's called Tonight, and the album Black Cloud is out this week, May 12th. And I have one more bit of cinematic sound for you. It's called She's on Fire by the band Strange Ranger. I'm loving the sonic adventure this band took me on. Pure Music is the album, and it's out in July. Guitarist and singer Isaac Iger will introduce us to She's on Fire. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
She's on Fire was the first song I wrote for the album. It started several years ago when we still lived in Portland, and then other parts came later after we'd moved to the East Coast. When I wrote it, I definitely thought of it as a kind of like calm radio department thing, but it definitely got a lot heavier over the years. I like the middle section because I love Terrence Malick movies like Badlands, and I wanted it that part to kind of feel like that. The narrators in those movies kind of sound like angels commenting on the movie from a time and like place that doesn't exist. And they sometimes have this kind of funny affect, like, whoa, I can't believe this is all happening. And it makes you feel like what you're watching is like kind of spiritual, which is more or less how I like music to feel as well. But yeah, just kind of a pop song with way too long of an intro and then this like sissy spacek diversion in the middle.
Is this all happening? So fast, right here.
She's on fire again.
Thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with their original podcast, Choiceology. Choiceology is a show about the psychology and economics behind people's decisions. Download the latest episode and subscribe at schwab.com/podcast. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.